Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Kutscher, BJ und Saimani Womack wachsen mit ihren Eltern, dem Duo Womack and Womack, in einer goldenen Ära der Popmusik auf. Mit ihrem Song Teardrops hatten die beiden einen globalen Hit und die Kinder, die waren oft mit auf Tournee. Doch ihre Eltern haben ebenfalls gute musikalische Gene. Der Vater Cecil ist der jüngere Bruder von Bobby Womack und die Mutter Linda ist die Tochter von Sam Cooke, einem der Väter der Soul Music. Mit diesem Erbe muss man fast scheitern, nicht so die Womack Sisters. Ihr selbstbetiteltes Debütalbum ist gerade auf Deptone Records erschienen und zeigt einen Rückblick, in dem es nach vorne schaut. Eine Hommage an die Tradition ihrer Familie und dennoch ihr eigenes Ding. Das wollte ich natürlich genauer besprechen und habe die Womack Sisters per Videochat zum Interview gebeten.
Hi, we're the Womack Sisters and you're listening to Radio Superfly.
We're gonna do it one more time.
Okay, we're hey, right?
Hey or high?
Hey. One, two, three. Hey, we're the Womack Sisters and you're listening to Radio Superfly.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for taking the time and congratulations to the album. This album feels deeply rooted in soul traditions without sounding nostalgic. How did you find the balance between honoring the past and creating something undeniably your own?
You know, it was came very naturally because when you think about it, music doesn't change too much. We made this with Bosco Man. The whole thing is analog and live recording. So when you think about the way the music used to
be produced, it makes all the difference in how it feels when
you hear frequency.
It. Yeah. And we singing with so much passion and the music's true to us, that's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Bosco Man, one of the owners of Deptone Records, and I think a lot of input comes from the label. I think it's a perfect match between the Womack Sisters and Deptone, right?
I think that's what has been the thing we've been searching for.
Yes.
He brung what we have been desiring to create in music. He brung it to life.
And Wayne Gordon is an amazing writer, songwriter.
So. They made all the difference this time around, us releasing music, because when a great vocalist is met with incredible musicians. Yeah. It's just sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what made the label the right home for your first album? When did you find out that, okay, it has to be Deptone Records?
When we sat down to make music together, it was the most organic we had ever felt.
It's like falling in love. And you know it when you know it.
Yeah, we had made music a lot with a lot of different producers and it just never felt as organic. We always knew we wanted to work with a live band, and he always works with a live band.
He only works with live music.
Yeah. So it felt like being home.
And I think the Dap Kings is the best band to play with right now, right?
Oh my God.
They're top notch, so we feel like we're in good company.
They have all interjected into this album and made it what it is, and we're just so, we're so blessed to have met this family of musicians.
Baby, I got you. Your debut album arrives at a time when soul music is experiencing another renaissance. We see a lot of great artists who are focusing on timeless soul music. Where do you see yourselves within that movement?
We feel that we're all part of this branch of this tree, that we're recreating these sounds that will be just adored for generations, and we're happy to be a part of that tree. All of our goal is to just keep authentic music
alive,
and we're so proud to be a part of that tree.
The name Womack carries an extraordinary musical legacy. Has it felt more like an inspiration, a responsibility, or maybe a little bit of pressure?
We were told from a very young age that we don't just put anything out there. You know, it has to be of a certain quality. The responsibility is knowing what our family's standards are.
Yeah. Knowing how powerful music is, it is something that can change lives and give people the strength and the will to go on. It really is a superpower to share the creation. And so to know how important it is to know how much to put into it and how important that message needs to be.
Have there been moments where you have had to remind people that this is not a continuation of someone else's story, but the beginning of yours?
I feel like we kind of let people know that. Because that kind of, when we were coming into the industry, it was a lot of like, you know, people kind of letting us know, like, what are you going to do? Like, you know, your parents did this, your uncle did that. But I think that with this album and with these past songs we've been putting out, I think we've nailed it down.
Yeah.
We're solidifying our you know,
yes,
place in the sand.
Yeah. Keep my place. Just to keep my place.
In an era dominated by algorithms and 15-second attention spans, your music invites listeners to slow down. Do you see that almost as a quiet act of resistance?
Oh, goodness, we're naturally born against the grain. The first thing our father taught us was, if you see everybody going that way, double back and go this way. So it feels like it's needed because it's what we wanted.
I really have to say that I love your videos. So what attracts you to the vintage atmosphere and style of earlier eras?
People dressed better back then. That's the only thing that was better. They had better hair, better clothes.
And I think anytime you love fashion, you can't help but to admire that time, because we were really dressing well in the 60s and the 40s, and people really were pulling out their fashion. So for that alone, we always pay homage to the dress code, because it's definitely iconic. Mm-hmm.
Away from the stage and the studio, what keeps the three of you grounded? Because from the first moment of this interview, I felt like you're just old friends.
We had to fend for ourselves, you know.
Our parents.
Yeah, our parents used to tell us, she's so silly.
Our parents used to tell us, nothing's going to be given to you.
Yeah, no, they...
You have to
they
work.
They made sure of...
No, I think even as little kids, we were grounded, and I think it was because our parents told us
very early.
They were like, you're working. They were like, you have a job.
We're all really down to earth at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, and when they got off the stage, they were just like regular parents. So they didn't really scoop us up.
Dinner,
it was like, you're a normal person. Yeah, we went home, and it was just like... It's like a normal family.
Yeah. We're just regular people that love me.
Yeah.
Believing in something bigger made you more little?
Our parents really kept us spiritually grounded as well. So we did have a very strict upbringing. There wasn't a lot of negativity around us. In the music business, there can be entourages with drugs and alcohol. None of that was going on. You know, you have your spirituality. You're not going to do anything that would compromise your soul. Mm. You know, that was the first thing they taught us. It's always protect your goal and your soul.
Is that also why you feel maybe at home on Deptone Records?
Yeah. It's all about the music and the vibration in the music. And that's where we're at home at Deptone.
Yeah.
It's a family. And we're all just creating music that will forever just fill your soul and make you feel good and bring back great memories to you. Such a powerful thing to be a part of, and that's what Daptone's about, that's what we're about, and that's why we're finally at home.
Dank an die Warmix Sisters, deren Reise gerade erst begonnen hat. Gerald Travnicek für Radio Superfly.
Im Gespräch. Als Podcast zum Nachhören auf superfly.fm und auf allen gängigen Podcast-Plattformen.